The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning, December 10th on this Thursday, and warming up today. Yay! Out of New York, New York, the flagship station for all of Salem Media. I'm proud to be, and on AM 970, theanswer.com, broadcasting around the country. We know you're listening. I appreciate your correspondence. So we've been talking about the communists in China trying to take over the America. We've been talking about it for years. I learned so much from Mr. Gordon Chang. Peter Navarro has been on the show, you know, and we read Peter's book, and we talked to Gordon many, many times. Now we see Eric Swalwell, who went after President Trump, the representative from California, and he went after, because saying President Trump was a Russian asset. Remember that? Right. Yeah, remember that? Well, what goes around comes around. I mean, apparently that was transference, because this politician in Swalwell, now apparently he had an affair with a gal from China who happened to be, we think, a Chinese spy. This sounds like a novel, and it sounds like a movie. So we reached out to Gordon Chang. I know he's been very, very busy this morning, but we wanted to just reach out to the man who knows more about this whole area of the world than anybody else, and that is Gordon Chang. Gordon, welcome back to the show. So kind of you to join us this morning, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you, Joe.
Gordon, we had to go to you. This is, you can't make this up. This gal that was Eric Swalwell's girlfriend, was the girlfriend? Were they having an affair? Was she a spy? Did the communists plant this gal into Swalwell's life early on, Gordon Chang, early on, because they knew this is a rising star and would end up within the United States government on the House Intelligence Committee? Was this all planned by the communists, Gordon Chang?
Well, you know, this is karma for Swalwell.
A couple
things we know. First of all, we don't know that she was actually a girlfriend, but we do know that China targeted Swalwell from an early stage, because Christine Fong, does appear to be a Ministry of State Security agent. One thing we also know is that she contacted Swalwell really early, as you pointed out, when he was a council member in Dublin City, California. Not when he was on the House Intelligence Committee, where he is now. So they really had a long-term plan to develop people to try to influence them. And Fong was actually quite close to Swalwell.
You know, Gordon, you and I have talked about this, and I talked to you Jersey boy to Jersey boy, is that I told you this when we were going to run for governor and we put a team together. We were seriously thinking about going to governor. And I've told you this before, but if you're listening, it's Piscopo and Gordon Chang, and this is what happened. And there's a reason why I'm asking this. So a gentleman sits down, great guy, and he goes, you're running for governor at this dinner, this private dinner, you know? And I go, well, we're thinking about it. He goes, because we think you could win. We think, he goes like that. So now this was an American, and I said, who's we? He goes, China. Gordon, he says that to me with a straight face. I go, what? So the Chinese were that aware that there was somebody running in me at that point that they thought maybe could win, because they wanted to do a business dealings and they wanted to get a jump ahead. Are they really that far ahead and that embedded within to everything American, do you think, Gordon Chang?
Oh, well, yes. I mean, they go not only after the White House, not only after Congress, but as we see, down to mayors and council members. But also, it's not just government. It's the media. It's educational institutions. It's foundations and other NGOs. So it is across American society. And, Joe, it's been occurring for decades. So China has thoroughly penetrated the United States. And we got to get China's regime out of our country. And we got to do that fast.
Yeah, but you know, and let me just stay in the media for a second, Gordon, if we can. So the media, because of course I understand Facebook, Google, and everything, all the Facebook social media. It's such a big market in China. They do not want to get an Apple. They don't want to get the Chinese man. But the broadcast media, they. Are they bought and sold as well? There's interests, I guess, in China that these corporate parent companies of these broadcast folks have, and that's how China gets involved. Because I'm watching the news, and I know I speak for a lot of folks kind enough to listen this morning, Gordon Chang, and you shake your head. You go, what story is that? Why don't they apologize? That was wrong. Some of that could come from the enemies of the U.S., yes?
Well, you know, China hasn't bought the media in the U.S., but, Joe, it's something more important, and that is the media in the U.S. is afraid of China, and they do have general plans at some point to go into the Chinese market, so they don't want to aggravate China, and they know that China intimidates people. And that's the same for Hollywood. That's the same for corporate America. It just goes through the list of stuff, and colleges and universities. Secretary of State Pompeo, speaking at Georgia Tech yesterday, mentioned this. And he actually called out two institutions by name. One of them was MIT. The other was the University of Washington. So, you know, this is something which we have got is a critical problem because China is influencing what we hear, what we see, what we read. It is very important for us to get these guys out of our country.
What is that that the Secretary of State Pompeo was talking about, Gordon Chang? This Confucius initiative in colleges?
Well, Confucius Institutes are run by the Chinese Communist Party, their United Front Work Department. In other words, that's the part of the party that tries to influence foreigners. And they are on American college campuses. They're not big, but they have an outsized influence because college administrators don't want to anger China. And it's not just colleges, Joe. It's also secondary schools because there's a program which is similar called Confucius Classrooms. So they're not only in higher education, but, you know, when kids start to go to school. So they shouldn't be there. I mean, we can't have a Reagan Institute or a Roosevelt Institute in China. So why do we allow Confucius Institutes in our country? This is just unreciprocal. It's unbalanced. It's unfair. And we should get rid of these immediately.
Well, now with the Biden family possibly coming in, and we don't know, we'll know in the next couple of weeks, I guess. But if Joe Biden's in there now, what's happening with Hunter? All of this is coming out now that he did, you know, now they're going over his taxes. Everything we talked about before the election that you and I talked about, Gordon Chang. Now we knew it. Now Hunter Biden's starting to come. He was under investigation with the FBI. Will this indeed lead back to China? And does it? And we talked about this last time, but I can't emphasize it enough. Is Hunter's father, Joe, compromised by the Chinese?
We're going to find out. You know, this investigation is not, when they talked about it, a tax investigation, well, you know, a lot of people are investigated by the IRS for taxes. I mean, question is, what is your depreciation schedule or whatever? No, that's not this. This is the IRS criminal division, according to CNN. Wow. This is, as you point out, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and this is also federal investigators from the state of Delaware. So this is not some sort of ordinary tax dispute which gets settled. This is a criminal investigation. By the way, the IRS criminal investigators, they're the guys with the guns.
Oh, this is like serious now. I tell you, I'm not surprised, but it is just to your point, Gordon Chang. And before we let you go, sir, we appreciate your time as always. The solution, the end game, how do you get China out of our lives? Because with Joe Biden, and you and I talked about it just last time, it's fearful that Joe is bought and sold. I call him, and this is me talking, not Gordon, but I feel like he's a Manchurian candidate on behalf of the Communist Party, not the good people of China. But what is the solution? How do we uncouple if a President Trump is in watching out for us and Joe Biden is there? How do we keep China out of our lives, Gordon Chang?
The way we do it is, first of all, we cut ties with China. We throw out their four remaining consulates. We reduce the embassy staff down to almost nothing. We cut commercial ties, prohibit investment in China, no technology sharing agreements. This is drastic, but unfortunately, there's no other way to do this because China's Communist Party uses all points of contact to undermine the U.S. And by the way, Joe, this summer we saw China's military encourage violence, incite violence on American streets. That's not just subversion. That's an act of war against the U.S. We got to get China out of our country. We got to do it now.
Yeah. Gordon, thank you for your expertise. Always appreciate it. Happy holidays to you. We appreciate you jumping on because this is a real danger, and we appreciate you enlightening us, Gordon Chang, always. God bless. All the best to the family, and hopefully we'll see you sooner than later, Gordon Chang.
And a Merry New Jersey Christmas to you, Joe.
Merry Christmas, Gordon. That's great. He's great. He's a Jersey boy. Jersey boys, stick together. Let me tell you something. Thank you, Gordon Chang and his lovely wife, Lydia. They're great folks. Great folks. But, hey, come on. We've been talking about it. You've been talking about it. You call me. We worry about it. The communists inside America. We talked about ad nauseum the Wuhan virus. Look what's happening. Now you had somebody. And let me say pragmatically and objectively, please. I want to calm down for a second. How people go, you're a Trumper. You like Trump? And they go after us like that, right? Now, listen. I understand you don't like the president doing this, the president doing that. Oh, my gosh, the president said this, the president said that. Oh, he's uncontrollable. Oh, we're exhausted. Excuse me. He's the only guy that totally gets it in Donald J. Trump. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? The first time a politician wins the presidency of the United States and he sees the dangers of China. He's been talking about it for 30 years. And by the way, no disrespect to the great, good, stellar, magnificent people of China or the Chinese Americans. That's not that. This is the communists coming after us. And I'm telling you, there's a danger and I see it. And when Hunter Biden to Joe Biden, come on, you know it and I know it. And to Gordon's point, the media is afraid to report it, but we're not. We're not afraid to talk about it. And I love you for getting it. You get it. So where do we go? I don't. My hopes are not high. If there's a Biden presidency, if that horror unfolds, what is going to happen? And then what if, and I'm thinking that maybe the Democrats, you know, got this whole, they threw Swalwell under the bus and they did it just to maybe, and Biden himself, Hunter Biden himself, maybe the Democrats did that so they could put in Kamala Harris and they could get Joe out of there, you know, with the 25th Amendment or something. I'm just saying. And then we're going to lose the country. This is what why I tried to tell you what to vote for, who to vote for. We know what we're talking about on this program. Not us on the show so much as you. We know what we're doing. And you said, look, let's go. Let's just stay with 4 more years. Oh, we can't have this. And the Democrats, it's not that they don't see it. They don't care. They just want power and control. And not just the Democrats, because I have liberal Democrat friends who I love and I understand their political stance. Got it. I will respect that. But it's the regressive socialists that really are just trying to take over the country. So we thank Gordon Chang for joining us. Hey, it's 8:18 with Joe Piscopo. You know, it's coming up next. John Iannarelli is a former police officer, a retired FBI agent, author, consultant, and we're going to see how we deal with these spies. What's going on with Hunter? What's going on with Swalwell? That is like a story. And Al Gattulo, before we break, so you know, I mean, I don't fault Eric for seeing an attractive gal, and then he starts a relationship
very
with the gal.
I'm sorry. Is this on?
The spy lady is? What's her name? Yang Yang. What's her name?
I don't know. Ying Yang. Ying Yang. Oh, good. No, it's not racist at all.
So he says, this is a nice gal. He starts a relationship, and she's a spy. She's sent there to JD. I mean, really? Can you make this up?
I mean, listen. Far better than Catherine Bach in The Spy Who Loved Me with Roger Moore. I mean, come on. Nobody does it better.
But then Catherine Bach, excuse me. Hey,
and married a Ringo. I mean, come on.
You're right.
She hit the jackpot there. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's so true. Joe Sebelia, when you virtual date, you know, watch it. It could be a spy that if you find someone that you like.
What are you doing? Is he shaving now?
Sorry.
What's the matter with the two of you?
It's the theme this morning. No, I got to do a TV hit at 9:30. So there it is. Al, does that bother you at all?
No. Keep doing it. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to drill now. This won't hurt a bit. When the dentist says this isn't going to hurt a bit.
Can we go to traffic at least?
Sure, let's go to traffic. And Brandi Scott's in for Debbie Duhaime on a crazy, crazy day today on a Thursday. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Joe Sebelia and Al Gattulo. Here comes Brandi for Debbie on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Still want to avoid Jamaica Avenue over in the Richmond Hills section in Queens. Serious fire overnight. All lanes out in both directions over by 110th Street. You've got a lot of extra volume over at the Midtown Tunnel as you make your way into Manhattan. Heavy delays at the Triborough Bridge. Manhattan leg packed getting across the span. That's because of an accident just picked up on the FDR southbound by 96th Street. Slow go on the Bruckner heading southbound approaching the Triborough. Delays on the Cross Bronx heading over to the outbound George. Stop and go from White Plains Road through to the Sheridan. After that, not too bad moving through to underneath the apartments. Deegan north and southbound, very slow approaching the Cross Bronx. You've got a great ride inbound at the George, both up and down. Inbound Lincoln and Holland will run you 10 to 15 each. Garden State Parkway northbound, a crash blocking a lane by exit 144. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, going up to 47 degrees for the high. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Brandi. So this is it. You know what? Tomorrow, December 11th, me and Mary Calvi, anchor of CBS News, everybody knows and loves, we're doing a virtual gala to feed the poorest families in Southern Connecticut, Westchester, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Washington, D.C. How great is that? And it's presented by the St. Pio Foundation. It's the first Christmas Challenge Initiative 2020 annual virtual gala to raise funds for 2,000 needy and struggling families. So I'm so excited to tell you that Mary and I will present through the PO Foundation. We have Dina Martin performing. How cool is that? She's my pally. She is great. And she's the daughter of Dino. Oh, yeah. Frank D'Ambrosio of Phantom of the Opera fame. And that Jose Feliciano is going to be performing. Isn't that the great at this gala tomorrow? This is spectacular. Met star. How about Metropolitan Opera star Matthew Polanzani and Father Pat Conroy, U.S. House of Representatives chaplain? It's tomorrow. It's 6 p.m., right? So Friday night, we want you, you got to check it out. It's 6 p.m., December 11th. You can help feed 2,000 poor families and no fee required to participate. You can call, though, 203-416-1471. 203-416-1471. You can visit, please, stpiofoundation.org/Christmas. You know, 100% of the proceeds raised during the virtual gala will be used to feed the poor. Support this amazing initiative and help bring a Christmas meal to 2,000 families. Go to stpiofoundation.org/Christmas.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Senator Chuck Schumer about a subject on everyone's mind, the coronavirus and what's being done about it. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a special time, Saturday at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. You can now dine in or outdoors in their beautiful heated tent. Indoor seating is limited for diners by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. Authentic Italian since 1964.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. You got to love Empire State Bank. They've been in business 15 years. They are your hometown banking choice. At a time when all the hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks, you know that. Empire State Bank, Phil Guarneri's there. He's my buddy, you know, and Jeannie Sarno. They do, and Tom and Esmeralda and the team I always tell you about, they care about you. If I go, I went to every single nonprofit event, you know, and Phil is always there. And Jeannie, they're always there. And the whole staff of Empire State Bank is there. Businesses as well. To open a business, Phil is right there. So if you got a business or you just want to do personal checking and savings, online banking, mobile banking, Empire covers it all, and it's right in your community. Would you start here? Please go to esbna.com. ESBNA.com, Empire State Bank. You know, they have locations on Staten Island, in Brooklyn, all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. But I know Phil and Jeannie and Tom and Esmeralda, and I know the team over there at Empire State Bank, and they actually care about you and can take care of you. Any concerns that you have, this is the bank that you want to go to, Empire State Bank, ESBNA.com. You could visit ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, John Iannarelli, is a former police officer, retired FBI special agent, author, consultant, and a friend of the program. John, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be here.
What a time. What a time. And all your time at the FBI, did you ever see that maybe the Chinese would set up a future congressman? Have you seen stuff like this before in your term, in your tenure at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, John?
Joe, this is exactly what the Chinese do. They look for up-and-comers. They want to get in while the person is still an unknown so that they can infiltrate. And Swalwell was the perfect guy to do this with. He's getting intelligence reports. He's having a relationship with this person, which, by the way, he says he can't confirm or deny due to national security interests. That's the greatest excuse ever made for a man not wanting to admit that he's been with a woman that he shouldn't have been with. That I can't talk about it because of national security, honey.
So... So he's there, John. And wait, you want to walk me through this, man? Because you know, you've been a cop, you've been a special agent in the FBI. You know, you speak, you write books. So wait a minute. So somebody in China goes, hey, there's a councilman. I guess Swalwell was like a councilman or something. And they send a gal over there, and they completely set this up? I mean, it sounds like a book. It sounds like a plot for a movie that we would watch. But this actually really happened. Objectively speaking, this is the way it looks, correct?
Absolutely. It happens more than you would think. Oh, we've actually had FBI employees targeted by the Chinese.
What?
Of course, the FBI is smart enough to recognize it and walk away from it. And in all fairness, now, Swallow's not reported as having done anything wrong at all. Understood. It was this woman, Fang Fang, who had approached him, which is standard spycraft. By the way, just a note to the guys out there. There's no upside to dating a woman by the name of Fang Fang. It's not going to end well. So I recommend we avoid that in the future.
John, you're the best. You are the best. You can see John's sense of humor in the books that he writes. I mean, this is a kick butt law enforcement guy. That's hysterical. What's your name, honey? Fang Fang. My name's Fang Fang. Okay, look, I got to go. I really don't have time to sit down. I mean, and you know, Swalwell, with that mouth of his, every 2 seconds he was on TV accusing the president of being a Russian asset. It goes around, comes around, John Iannarelli. Come on, man. What goes around, comes around. And then this also, this story, did you hear about this NYPD officer accused of acting as an agent for China? This was sent from, a friend just texted me, will remain behind bars for now. A judge considers federal prosecutor's appeal to a previous release order on a $1 million bond for that that cop in New York that actually infiltrated, a former Marine, he was in the Marines, and then in the NYPD, and he was feeding China information about other Chinese in America, correct, John?
It happens again, like I said, more than you would think. There's a lot of persons that come over here as students on student visas from China. But remember, the government controls everyone in China. So they are all working for the government and doing everything they want to do. You know, Swalwell, it's interesting. He immediately broke off the relationship once he was informed of what was going on. And, yeah. And this is true. I'm not making this up. My understanding is they are still Facebook friends, however. Apparently, it's worse to defriend somebody than be excommunicated by the church because that he maintained that. I'm sure that's just a technicality we'll be taking care of, but that was reported on the news yesterday that they were still connected. So strange goings on in the government.
This is scary, John Iannarelli. I tell you, it's scary. And now what's going on with this Hunter Biden situation, you know, and his ties to China. And now the FBI has been looking at this. Let me confirm this, John. Is the FBI looking at Hunter, too? Is it just the IRS division, the criminal division of the IRS, as Gordon Chang just said? Or is it indeed the FBI going after Hunter at this point as well?
Well, my understanding is that it's the Justice Department. So IRS is going to fall under Treasury. Justice is the FBI. I imagine there's several government agencies looking into this and going to get the bottom of what's going on. There's problems down the road.
Oh, man. John, thank you so much. And you got to follow John Iannarelli, former cop, retired special FBI special agent. And I want to plug your book, the new book you had on that's hysterical, John, that we wrote for. Give us the title and where we could get that, please.
Disorderly Conduct, and it can be pre-ordered now. Go to Amazon or my website, FBIJohn.com, and the book will be out in January.
And your following book, Yang Yang, I can't wait to listen and read that one. That's going to be a bestseller. Oh,
thanks for having me today. This
thanks
is great.
For your service, sir. Thank you. John Iannarelli right there. Former cop, retired FBI, tough guy, but he keeps his, you know, in the heat of the battle, that's what I love about John, in the heat of the battle, you got to keep your sense of humor, and we so support the rank and file of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, always doing such a great job. Disorderly Conduct, that's the name of the book, a hysterical book, and a great way to look at law enforcement and to smile a little bit. Joe Yang Yang Piscopo on the show, it's 8:33,
hi.
I like that. That would be my life story, though, to meet somebody.
Imagine you introduce. What's your name? Fang Fang. What?
Yang Yang. Yang Yang
Fang
Fang. And then what's the Soupy Sales? The Soupy Sales guy.
Meow, meow.
White Fang. White Fang. That's what I'm thinking about. Joe on the radio, you can't make it up. That's what this show's about this morning, all right? You know, we're going to take a break with a Big Al. Al, are we going to go to Maria right after?
Yes.
Okay, because I have to tell you, let me just set this up, if I may. And when we come back, Tunnel to Towers does such a great job. You have to listen, especially during the season as we go into Hanukkah tonight and the Christmas season. Maria Marmolejo is her husband was killed in Chicago. He was a cop in Chicago. She's got three daughters. Tunnel to Towers stepped up to pay off the mortgage. This is a story you don't want to miss. First, we're going to go to Al. Then you want to listen to Maria's story, and it will really touch your heart. Al Gattulo right now at 8:34 on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Long Island officials reporting 11 more deaths yesterday is attributed to coronavirus, with both Suffolk and Nassau County's testing positivity rate hovering near 6%. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone says numbers are up significantly from last month, with around 1,000 cases per day on average currently, up from what was only around 66 per day back in early November. Meanwhile, Ballone says the winter months and extended time spent indoors increases the risk of spreading the infection. Nassau County reported 863 new cases of COVID-19, while Suffolk's number was over 1,100, with a 6.5% testing positivity rate. 10 motor vehicle commission agencies currently closed across New Jersey as offices report coronavirus cases. Yesterday, Wallington Vehicle Center was shut down after an employee tested positive for COVID-19, taking the place of Cherry Hill Vehicle Center, which reopened yesterday. Three centers in Medford, Springfield, and Randolph set to reopen this Saturday. Meanwhile, seven other agencies will remain shuttered while employees continue quarantining. In sports, the Rangers remain the NHL's most valuable franchise. That's according to Forbes. They estimate the Blue Shirts' value at $1.65 billion. The Maple Leafs, Canadiens, Blackhawks, and Bruins round out the top five. The Devils rank 15th. The Islanders next at 16th. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Well, not so great on the Cross Island heading northbound right after Linden Boulevard. Still have a broken down car blocking a lane. That is you bumper to bumper from the southern state. Going to need some extra time on the BQE westbound Queens Boulevard through to McGinnis-Humboldt. Slowdowns on the eastbound side approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. Still want to avoid Jamaica Avenue over by 110th Street in Richmond Hills, Queens. Serious fire overnight. All lanes are still blocked in that area. You've got a heavy ride on the FDR Drive southbound approaching 96th Street. An accident just picked up there not too long ago. Stop and go on the Manhattan leg of the Triborough Bridge. Slowdowns on the Cross Bronx heading westbound approaching 3rd Avenue. Then you're doing okay through to underneath the apartments at the George. Inbound side, a great ride both up and down. Inbound Lincoln and Holland will cost you about 10 minutes each. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon going up to 47 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
Sponsored by Bank of America. When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing has personalized tools and insights to help you find answers. Get started at merrilledge.com/withinreach. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer. Member SIP.
Hey, Joe, on the radio telling you about Relief Factor because I love you. And, you know, you gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning. I know you do. You know, and we're like family here, so I worry about you, and I like to tell you things that are good. That's why I asked Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, to come on the program. I asked them, because I knew they're good people, and I love that they're patriots, and they're strong men of faith, and they're great family guys. I went to Seth's house after with the kids and Pete's grandkids, you know. A great family, you know. So then I said, everybody's talking about Relief Factor, you know. And I said, you got to come on the show. Let's all try this together. I'll try it. You'll come on the show. And indeed they did, you know, with a shout out. I talked to my boss, Mr. Crowley, and then we went to one of our sales gals, Laura, and they did that whole, you know, legal things to get on the air here. And we did. And then I and Al and Debbie go on this Relief Factor journey. And we went on the 3-week quick start, which I keep telling you to get at relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. So I start with the 3-week quick start. And in 5 days, my pain in my knee is gone. That pain wasn't going away either. And you know what? I'm like a macho guy. I can deal with the pain. I got it. But when you walk into a room, somebody goes, oh, your knee okay? Because you're limping and you don't even know it. I mean, you ever do that? You walk into the room. You feeling right? Your back all right? No, I feel great. You know, macho man that I thought I was. 5 days on the 3-week quick start, my pain was gone in my knee. That is your clinical study. I'm not going to make any claim, but I'll tell you what works for me. It's Relief Factor. And you try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. And again, I love you, your family, your radio family. And that means a lot to me. So you might want to try. I humbly submit, okay? Trying to go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or you can call again, 800-500-8384.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
Hi, I'm lifestyle and fashion editor Julie Sagoskin.
I'm fitness director Lisa Avellino.
And I'm nutrition director Jackie Justice.
Wondering what cutting calories and wearing a low-cut dress have in common when it comes to your mind and metabolism?
Then tune in
to our brand new show.
Ladies, it's not our fault. It's our hormones and high heels.
Sponsored by The Skinny Line, the first of its kind pharmaceutical-grade 30-day weight loss plan that includes everything you need. Meals, the boost, cream, and the super
secret, the Skinny Line Spritz. Become a Skinny Line weight loss success story. Just call 1-844-SKINNY-4 or go to theskinnyline.com to order today. And join Julie, Lisa, and Jackie for...
Ladies, it's not our fault. It's our hormones and high heels.
This weekend's guests include Nancy Silberkleit, co-CEO of Archie Comics, and Mary Amy, author, host, and clairvoyant. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
One of the nation's most historic programs.
Tiptoeing down the right sideline, flips over, into the end zone, touchdown, Army!
Let's go!
This is America's team.
Navarre Bordeaux with a game-ending interception.
Army plays here on your home for Black Knights football.
Tune in this Saturday at 2:30 as Army hosts Navy at Mikey Stadium on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Joe on the radio. It's going to be a great game. President is going to be there, and you can hear it on WMCA. I love it. Hey, my friends over at Route 22 Toyota want me to remind you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, to get over to the state-of-the-art service center in Hillside, New Jersey. Would you do that? Alex Kinsella is there, and they're wearing masks, staying safe, socially distancing, fogging vehicles. And at Route 22 Toyota, you do not have to deal with dummies. So now this for qualified buyers. And I tell you this every morning, and I hope you're listening, and then I'll give you the number to call Alex and his team over there. 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models for qualified buyers. How about 0% for up to 5 years? Zero down leases. You just call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. Schedule a test drive, and Alex and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a brand spanking new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that, my friend, is the smart way to buy, and you don't got to deal with dummies. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Today's Hero Spotlight segment is sponsored by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is honoring America's heroes through its Season of Hope. Donate now at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. You know, I've been supporting TunnelToTowers.org for over 10 years now. $11 a month. You could donate $11 a month to deliver homes to our nation's most deserving heroes and their families. So we wanted to bring one of the recipients of those homes onto the airwaves, Maria Marmolejo, Tunnel to Towers Fallen First Responder Home Program recipient. Maria, I know it's tough for you, but we appreciate you jumping on the air with us, and we wish you all the very best, and welcome to the radio show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Maria, how did you, first of all, tell us what happened about with your husband, Chicago Police Officer Eduardo Marmolejo. Is that okay? Do you feel comfortable to talk about it on the air, do you?
Sure. I'm going to try not to cry.
That's okay.
On December 17th, 2018, my husband and his partner went up to the train tracks here in Chicago, and they were in pursuit of a person with a gun, and they were both struck within minutes, instantly dead on the scene. So that was both officers.
His name was Conrad Carey. I'm so sorry. And thank you for your service to that great city of Chicago and to this great country. And I know your husband was laid to rest just days before Christmas 2018. And you have three daughters, Rebecca, Madeline, and Sophia. What a tough time it was for you. And we feel for you more than we could tell you. Our hearts are with you. But how did you find out about the Tunnel to Towers organization and the being a recipient of a home there?
They just got in contact with us. Seen the need. I mean, I have three, daughters, and they just connected with us, and they said they wanted to help. And so that happened, and then all of a sudden it was my wedding anniversary, which was October 27th.
Oh,
And they said that they wanted to pay our mortgage. And I was already having a bad day because I missed my husband. And at the same time, it was just like really good news. And I knew he was there. And I'm just grateful. I mean, my kids are grateful. I'm grateful. It's just a great thing.
You know, Maria, it takes such courage for you to jump on the air with us. We so appreciate it, you know, and we so support law enforcement. May I ask, are your girls doing? How are they doing now? I know that may seem like a distant question, but, I mean, it's just so tough. And any normalcy in your life these days, if I may ask?
You know, I'm able to stay home with the girls, so it's good. I have a 17-year-old. She's a senior. My 11-year-old is driving me crazy, and my 4-year-old is doing well and running around. You know, it's Christmas time, and it's hard for me, and I think my older ones, too, just because it's the memory of, you know, losing their dad. But with the Tunnel to Towers and everything that's been going on this, you know, year, we're hitting 2 years on the 17th, it's made things a lot less sad. We're grateful, and that's all. I mean, I'm just going to keep remembering my husband, and at the same time, just being grateful for such a great organization like the Tunnel to Towers, because, I mean, it's insane. I mean, it's insane, but I'm just so grateful, and it's just like one of those big things that it's always over your head, you know, and you're like, when am I going to be done paying this mortgage off, you know? But I am very, very grateful, and we're doing well.
Yeah, well, we're thinking about you. And I know Frank Siller and the Siller family, in the name of Steven Siller, who we lost in 9/11 all those years ago, you know, I've seen them step up and the way they stepped up with you. And we so appreciate with your husband putting really his life right there for us, you know, to keep us safe. And we are remembering your husband. We're remembering you and your daughters. And we're so grateful to Tunnel to Towers paying off your mortgage in full. And that's part of the season of hope. And if I may, Maria, I wanted to quote you because your comments here are just so moving. Tunnel to Towers has taken a season that I had to fight to get through and turned into a true season of hope. And Maria goes on to say, hope that things do get better and that my husband's service has not been forgotten. Today, my heart knows my husband is sharing this moment of generosity and honor with me. Maria, we send our love and our respect and our appreciation and all the best for this holiday season, and God bless you for all that you're doing and the strength that you know and your resolve that you show us, and we'll get the word out about Tunnel to Towers, Maria.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And God bless you, Maria. Maria Marmolejo right there. Thank you so much. You as well. You can go, by the way, if I may, to tunneltotowers.org to join on this incredible mission that the Siller Foundation has started, you know, in the name of Steven Siller. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You could donate $11 a month to deliver forever homes to our nation's most deserving heroes and their families like Maria. Tunneltotowers.org. 848 with Joe on the radio. Can we go to Elliot, Al, before we break? I see the call aboard just lighting up. So, Elliot, thank you for calling. What is on your mind this morning?
Yeah, hi, good morning. I just want to talk to you about Biden and Hunter Biden and all that's what's going on. It's very interesting. It just formulated in my mind, and sometimes that's dangerous, because you have Hunter Biden there, and I think what they're going to do is pull in Joe Biden into it. Yeah. Once they get rid of Joe Biden, he's going to have to resign. Kamala Harris is then anointed president. Well, they're going to find something on her. And who is, you know, there's the tip of the spear.
Whoa.
That's Biden. Ugh. Harris is at the end of that spear, too.
Go ahead.
And he's throwing the shaft, Nancy Pelosi, because then she becomes president.
You know what? I swear to goodness gracious, Elliot, thank you for calling. I'm telling you, if that's not it, if that's not the scenario, I don't know what is. And am I crazy? Am I conspiratorial? No, this is Elliot calling. This ain't even me. And I think he's absolutely right. Think about it for a second. You think about that, because all of a sudden now they're bringing out the Hunter Biden situation. Wait a minute. Mayor Giuliani was on that last year, and we talked about it. Everybody talked about it. Everybody except Facebook, except for Twitter, except for Google. No one touched it on social media. The press would not even report it. Then they wait, and all of a sudden it comes out. Hunter Biden himself goes, oh, yeah, I'm being investigated. That comes out. And then you know the money's got to lead to Joe or Joe's brother, Hunter's uncle. No, it's all got to be in there. He's out. Kamala's in. Something happens with Kamala. President Pelosi. Oh, that's a great way to get the first Italian American president. You can't make it up. Oh, Lord. Joe on the radio. I see the calls. I'll grab them when I can. I apologize for not getting there, but we got a break for traffic right now. Brandy Scott is in, doing a great job for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, starting out in New Jersey, rough ride on 78 westbound, approaching exit 50 in the express lanes. That's for Vauxhall Road. You've got an accident blocking the right lane, bumper to bumper from the Garden State Parkway. Still in pretty good shape heading inbound at the George, both up and down. Inbound Lincoln and Holland will cost you about 10 to 15 each. Road work on the Bruckner southbound, blocking a lane over by the Sheridan. Stop and go there from White Plains Road. After that, you are looking good heading over to the Triborough Bridge. Still have a stall on the Cross Island northbound, causing some minor delays approaching Linden Boulevard. A lot of extra volume on the LIE westbound between the Van Wyck and Queens Boulevard. Jammed on the BQE westbound, heading over to the Manhattan Bridge. Heavy delays go back to the Kosciusko. Inbound Gowanus, a heavy ride from Fort Hamilton Parkway through to the BQE. Brooklyn Bridge, bumper to bumper, getting over to the Brooklyn side. And Jamaica Avenue still closed in Richmond Hills over by 110th Street because of a serious fire overnight. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, I talk to you, again, like your family. I talk to you like your friend, and you're kind enough to join us. And we have so much business to get into, and I see the phone calls and everything. But when I tell you something, it's from my heart. So I'm going to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn right now. We had the best time Friday over at Michaels of Brooklyn with Mary and Beth, with Beth and Michael Connors. And Mary, our girl, sets it up. Our superstar sales gal brought me over to Michaels years ago. And I met Fred and had a great time. Fred is, he's hysterical in his own right. A very funny guy. But Johnny and Fred and Michael and Mary Ann, the family over there, they're so true to the Italian-American authenticity of cuisine, you know? And just the ambiance. So when you're in, when you walk into Michael's Brooklyn, I got to tell you, and I'm going to tell you how you could call, and you got to call for a reservation, and that they're open, and they're social distancing, and keeping everything safe. But when you walk in, it reminds me when I was a kid, you know? Nowadays, they don't really give Italians much respect. We talk about it, right? Well, when you go in, it reminds me of home. It reminds me when I was a kid and when there were Italians everywhere, you know what I mean? And you walk into a restaurant and you could feel the history and the heritage within a restaurant. I know you know what I'm saying. And that's hard to do unless it's from your core values. And I think the core values of Michael's of Brooklyn is community, not to mention cuisine like you've never had. So we invite you to call for reservations. You got to go over there. And if you're listening around the country, and we love you for that, this is Brooklyn Italian in a jar when you get Michael's of Brooklyn sauce at your supermarket all across America, and it's made right there in Brooklyn on Avenue R in Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York, baby. So I'll tell you what, give a call, 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851. If you're visiting New York, if you're in the metropolitan area, you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. They're open. You got to call for a reservation. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I think for older people, I think they really need to understand that this product will give you the energy that you need to sustain throughout a day. Right now, I just can't hardly make it through the day. If I don't start my day, I'm taking three of each every day. Yeah, I'm a flag waver for the product. I believe in it. I know it's helping me. I feel satisfied that I've got my energy level for the day. And, you know, for the last 2 weeks, I've been working over at my mom's house to get it ready to sell. It's just unbelievable. I guarantee you, if you saw me compared to the rest of the guys that are 74, yeah, you'd think them boys is ready for the couch. And I'm going strong all day long and have been for quite some time now.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 330.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Mr. Mike Lindell, Mr. My Pillow, great guy. Talk about a patriot and a man of faith and what he went through in his life. And now he's got these great deals for My Pillow for you. Standard Queen Premium My Pillow for $29.98. Are you kidding me? It's regularly $69.98. That is a $40 savings. I did not add that up. I am horrible at arithmetic. I just read that. Thank you. But really, $29.98? Usually it's almost 70 bucks. Kings are only $5 more. You know, they won't go flat. You can wash and dry these pillows. They're made in America. And not only are you getting the lowest price ever, these are the best Christmas gifts ever. Hanukkah, you got 8 days. How about on a day you give a My Pillow? Come on, standard queen pillow for $29.98. Mike Lindell is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st. So you got nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com, please. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. You will find this amazing offer and deep discounts, you know what, on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper. I got it. Me and Al got that. This mattress topper is unbelievable. You got to check out these discounts. MyPillow Towel Sets, how about that? 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. But go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square. That is there just for you. Use the promo code, please. AM970. Joe Lundberg's out there, our marathon man meteorologist. Joey, we're going to do okay today. It's going to warm up a little bit. Yay.
Yes, it is. It's going to get up to 50 with sunshine today. And if you like this warming trend, we're going to hold on to it through the weekend. Temperatures tomorrow like 54, mid-50s on Saturday, though cloudy skies Saturday with maybe a little rain or drizzle around the edges. And on Sunday, I think it's mild, maybe some breaks of sunshine, and temperatures probably 56, 57 for high. So the next 4 days, nice and mild.
Woo! And that allergy forecast from Balance of Nature, please, Joey.
The Balance of Nature allergy report is very, very low again today, and it looks like the forecast is for it to stay low through the weekend.
How many miles? How many miles today, Joe? Come on, give it to me, buddy. What are you thinking?
Huh? 30 to 50. Depends on what I feel like this afternoon.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a good day.
He is the marathon, man.
Take advantage of it, baby.
Joe Piscopo, Dr. Ian K. Smith is coming up. You do not want to miss this great doctor from the show, The Doctors. Emmy Award-winning The Doctors. Dr. Smith coming up. Piscopo in the morning. You know what? We're coming right back at you. Don't go away.
New.